Alaska on the internet at kyuk.org.
Tarum Durulitin needs when Lerani Mani KYU came here. Mani Mani Mamtris Miki Kiun Kutukut Ranpaka Mana Chitamirin Kita come to it and Kituchit Tugut Ranpaka San Ktawi Yukton Kandrin of so Pitat Pungatach Hampton Mumichitikara Una Asan Karadakpak. Say your name again.
Sure. Patrick Jones. I'm with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game here in Bethel.
Yeah, una Patrick Jones. I'm going to talk mani Alaska Department of Fish and Game matne. Kung nakpakwat ng piso ko na kay katal piso piso katal kay pitkluki ya kitpakchikat ng tukot ng chaning tao apit kang kufci. Wasoka kadok kang kuchi tunginun matumani awat ni piso, piso kamtsi, unaikchi kamtsi, kilkilkamtsi, tawamtsi wumung, kanakchi chikabuchi wumung, pitsaknitamtsi ma, makuni king kasakatning, mani awat ni tuntubitak chakaluki tuntutluwa. Patrick, I was just saying that today is the day that we invited you to speak on, mostly on regulations, mostly on hunting, primarily for moose and caribou are in people's interest and mind at this time. So I wonder if you could just give a general opening, what areas are open for moose, and if you could get closer to your mic.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to be here. This is good timing. Mm-hmm. A lot of moose hunting is about to start here on September 1st. there is one season open already in the Unit 18 here. That's we call it Unit 18 Remainder, and that's essentially the Kuskokwim. The Yukon River and our coastal areas from Kong all the way north to Kotlik on the coast, and then Russian Mission downstream on the Yukon. So that opened up August 1st, and that's a really liberal season. So that's two moose. And right now in August and September, a person can harvest one antlered bull and a cow or two cows, assuming the cows don't have calves. Then as we move into October and November, that changes into just any two antlerless moose. And then in the winter in December, that changes into just two of any moose. So it's a long season.
Okay. If you don't mind, because my memory is, you know, and I'm going to try to remember what you had just said. You know, Tawam, what mania, una, kanani chali tok wat makuta, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and it, chal makut akhtakaloki moose chali so tun. Tuntutlu kerabut iking kasat makan nakatahtokim chivokluluku maka makan maniawatumtni unit remainder unit 18 tamana iking kakakaswanam ikikikikut akchakaluku kuihpimtungini awakuna kuichakak Johnson River malikluku Nagalangan ng iking kaoktawam sa tamani tangkuptang likupci south side tagan ito tamana sa half a mile pityaks taluko iking kanna sa li tamakin malunang musa ng pichukong ati ko si ay pakuktawam pitafci chiro ng kakakalo ni tawam ko sa li mal you said one of them had to have antlers, and the other part was.
So on that Yukon area, that moose population is large and it's growing, mm-hmm. and we're really trying to slow down the growth or stop the growth, and so we're encouraging cow harvest is really what we're doing, and we do that by only letting people shoot a max of one bull, but we would prefer people to shoot two cows, but you can shoot one antlered bull on a cow or two cows.
Okay, yeah. What chigo na kalagay mo kato chung tu unang yung ache ko si tagong chala chal ay tamani ko tun tun tuwi tamis kung ata chala iso no ko na ilata tamani king kay malagong kagan ko ka ako na chalo ng piyong ng ache ko.
Yeah, and so that's kind of the Yukon in the north area for the Unit 18. Moving south, we have a couple more hunt areas for moose. The most popular one, or at least one of the most hunters, is the Kuskokwim RM615 hunt. This starts September 1st. Permits started being, it's a registration hunt, so you have to get a permit ahead of time. Permits started being available August 1st in all the villages in Bethel with vendors. Then August 25th was the last day to get a paper one. But it's not too late to get a permit because they're available on our website still.
Oh, you can apply also on the internet?
On the internet, yeah. So if you forgot to get one from Fish and Game Office or Swanson's or your local vendor, you can go onto their website. It's hunt.alaska.gov. And then you can go to get your harvest ticket and permits, and there'll be a lot of options, but what we're looking for is the RM615.
Okay, what color are those?
They're gray or white.
Okay, yeah. Imani ko kyo na itinami aksakal kami yugun ko khatulgat damani imikiktakat ko. Imkali ikang kakao chi ko kchivong im license am, hunting license am, chal agumang kali kamang malila ko RM615 ang wachi tukit ima chal tamani mani Alaska Department of Fish and Game ni tamakut laisanachi chal tan kalik tak RM615 ako unaksung wachi kachi chal that website again down na chal ima makuhun pitulgani what in hook im internet kun chal unang sunga chi tamakut hunt.alaska alaska tamas kon sil ko .gov tawan tawa kun chal unang sunga chi kachi.
And so going forward, that RM615 Kuskokwim hunt, we have that split into two zones. This year, it's kind of similar to last year. Zone 1 is really the main stem, Kuskokwim and Gweek, and that'll be open for 7 days, guaranteed. It won't close early. This is a change from the past. In the past, we did a quota hunt, so when we reached 170, 180 moose, we would close the season, and that normally takes us 5 to 7 days, but that was hard on a lot of hunters, and it was stressful for Fish and Game staff because we're trying to get everybody to report fast, and there was a quota. So trying to make everything easier for both for the hunters and for us in the office, we're going to do just a 7-day season, and that should put us right around 200 moose, 180 moose in Zone 1.
Okay. Yeah, chal mani piso tulgit im kajig naging naklakan kung tamato mo chal lewat tuta chal mai kuchimik tuta wat chivoni wat tuntubat pitakam ki kayutulukil im tamani kuk umtus katawana pitakke osint ki takat kutagum kumai chimik tut. You said 7 days, like September 1 to September 7.
Exactly, yep. September 1 to September 7, guaranteed won't close early.
Okay, yeah. Tawat nikichik hook September 1 now skandiani shoku mugluting September 7 ami. Chal tamana chimik chimini look. Now, question. So, like, what if that projected quota that that Fishing Game was thinking about of a certain number of moose, if that was below what you expected, then what?
We probably won't know that until just the way the time it takes reports to come back to us. We probably won't know how we did until November. Mm-hmm. So if we get, you know, our goal, I would like to see people get at least 180 to 200 bull moose.
Okay.
But if we somehow got less of that, then I would just make the season longer next year.
I see. Now, is that 180 moose per zone? Or?
It's just zone one. Zone two, we're looking to get about 120 bulls out of zone two.
Okay. All right. Tamani taman zone two atok tamana chalai pagni 120 tuntu wagning tamana sat pital ko asile chek tuk taman kiskun tu.
Yeah, and I'll maybe explain zone two a little bit. Zone two will be open September 1 to September 30. It'll be open the whole time. We're not going to close it early. So people can go camping and do what they want to do. And zone two really, it's up the tributaries, and the mountains. So on the Eek River, it's everything upstream of the forks. On Queethluck River, it's Magic Creek upstream. Keezeralik and, Kasigialik, it's, lower cut across and everything upstream. And then on the Tulaksac, it's the Fog River and everything upstream of that. So.
What about on the Queethluck?
Queethluck is Magic Creek.
Okay, all right, yeah, that's what I wrote. Okay. So zone two of me, tamana, ikin kachik September 1 kiyav, igal takshanun, September 30. There's 30 days on September, okay. Im tamani, ingritak kutilbak mount na tawatit ni tamana, lainak witatuk. Im kuiksumiku kiyani Magic Creek kamawatin, Tawakin kinsuko kawat agatmon ikin kacay ko chali you said on Keezeralik it was where?
Keezeralik, Kasigialik, it's the lower cut across where the two rivers connect.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, chal Keezeralik kami Kasigialik, little Kasigialik river, taakuni kuigini, yani taako kuigaka, What about like Tulaksac?
Tulaksac, it's pretty low down on Tulaksac. It's actually where the Fog River hits the Tulaksac, so where the fog hits, and then everything.
Somewhere around the landing?
Where the Fog River, yeah, right where the mouth of the Fog
River. Yeah, okay. Tulaksac, Now, are there signs or any markers?
We're not putting up any signs or markers. There might be some old ones there, but we're not putting up any new ones.
But the old ones should be, are they, but if you didn't take them down?
I haven't checked. I'm not sure where they are right now.
Oh, okay, Tamana pitkan kopsin nani kapikuit khat Alaska Department of Fish and Game. What's their number?
Our main office number is
543-2433. I think we know at this time, the time goes fast, you know, when you're over here. So we're going to go ahead and open the lines for any questions, if that's okay with you. While we're waiting between calls, we can maybe touch a little bit about open time for Unit 19.
Unit 19.
But we're going to go on to our first caller. Kamulga, we're not down to you, Umtkin.
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to go to the house.
Has a question. He's from Kuikluk area. He's got a camp or a house above Kuikluk on the Kaskokwak River. And he's got a question regarding hunting for elders. What does it take to do that?
So there's two options. There's the state process for Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Anybody that is 65 years and older, blind, or the other requirement is 70% disabled with a note from the doctor. If somebody is one of those three things, we have what we call a proxy hunting form, where you can have anybody else hunt for you. They just have to carry that form, the elder's hunting license and the elder's moose ticket or caribou ticket. It's all free, but it's paperwork. We're happy to help people do that. The other option, too, under the federal side, and sometimes this is easier for people to do, so U.S. Fish and Wildlife has what they call a designated hunter. Mm-hmm. And under the federal system, any rural resident can hunt for any other rural resident if they get that designated hunter form. So depending on what situation fits you, both of those are free. We're happy to help both agency up with people get those, but those are the options.
Okay. Agum apta kamolrem watn bisugat magutkenrata watn hok. You said 65. Yeah, watn al kubita 65 watoka kulini kitoglugtana pikot atam kok bisugat kadn tagom kok kali kamungi mekahka uktana. Or spetlu ilaklugu imirakau tukta taman pisut katagan ilutin. Spetkuk tam hunting lash nang kakaudin yakin pisku fish and game ng tauna hunting lash nang unaksungwachi kansali su tauna awalak sugaluku unguwatlapni tauna akitok kukchala kilrinakaituk tauna chala kutuatau. Malikhtakul kita malikhtakut kat pisokht kantao pekhkaloni. We can go on to our next caller. Tulksakam kalang sinne kut paninga yakka unnok takam tuyokam si.
Morning, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kaya nakfartao na doon sinaltik halkiru jiruni ya. Kailin pitkakam. Besucht mir Konkuta Nalan radio good pan good lagayak so good good sight and bit would took chin Benil Nogalutin Yaku Leavyuchtin Hum I Pakadutin Fish and Wildlife Fish and Game Kwasok Chubraku Bilachtita Bishuk Kamsa Tanglachtoni Taksa to Yugunip Hokui Naskwang and Tang Hakta Tang Yigum Kun Dun Dunip Drive Jingoruki Bishul to meet Aich Tuki Tamana Pichikuna Dot Nalakun Akar Chichit Honka King and Ting Sutum Nampura had to kind of a good see to you Nahput Angu Kumtki Hankuta. You can pick them, but thought the man and kid to Jing Harlita Akfaru Tetch Tachtak.
Okay.
The man a quane is you go while I took a hundred gun from a surface song of me. I need Tachsuku Aran Kasuut Kaksukut. The man I do not that you won. Panrut ksugna kana. Pila kata taks kruki.
Yeah.
Kuya na kwa kumya kutum naga. Kan kaksya.
Okay, kuya na. Paningaya kuyam tan. Yeah, paningaya from Tutksa have a question and a concern about hunting and what he's seen and heard from other hunters and people is that they've not only on one occasion, but on some occasions, I guess several, I don't know. He's concerned about either be fishing game or U.S. Fish and Wildlife or even troopers that are monitoring this, you know, this area during hunting time, is that they drive away game with their aircraft or however. And he's concerned about that. He said, if he wants to let the word out that, you know, for people that will be, monitoring their hunting time to refrain from driving away any game that the hunters are after. Did that make sense?
Yeah, no, I heard you. This is actually a common thing I hear a lot, and it's not fish and game or fish and wildlife. Though there's some troopers that do patrol with airplanes because that's just the amount of country they have to cover. That's the only way to do it. But it's not any of our, you know, our mission is for people to be successful. The whole purpose of our agencies is to have the moose herd, caribou herd, be large enough that people can hunt. We want open season. We want people to put meat in the freezer. We're never chasing game away from people, at least not on purpose, because that defeats our purpose. We're always wanting people to be successful. There are a lot of airplanes in our region, and if you see one that is harassing game or chasing game, I encourage people to take a picture of the plan or get the tail numbers and the time and date, because if they're harassing wildlife with the aircraft, that's a violation in itself.
Yes, okay, that's what he wanted to hear. Yeah, Imam, I would not want to give a set who gotten tamako tawatin bitu to pitch Imam pitchakolo ke tamako nga. Pitah kam tinga ta ayakchit tinga kluki ting sud tun wasoka pijwit ni lo ting chalakut department or fish and wildlife achal tur pratawat and chal pitchat kok tamana tawatin pinginak na ito tuk tawatin tawang ting sud tam sutu ta ting alrit mani pisok nam nasini chal tawatin kok tang sikup sikit tubung kitumang ayak chiting na kalgam kama kupju tagan regenera chi ko kwatlo ka taw number ating shooting tulo ko taw they report to fishing to
they can report to fishing game or it's probably better to report straight to the Alaska State Troopers.
Okay, yeah, ita kunun kanot knera chi kitumang tan kama kupju tawat na ayak kilgam. On to our next caller. Igaman calling sinu kuta tawam atni tun yumi nako. Unok tam turlutin kalalra igaman. Ik. Tawasu igaman. Ya.
Tawasu. Akastu. Ikhna pasu kingan mugakhani tazani puhtol khokhtin shutum taksunaku malichtorluku utstovam pikan pikhani pisu raqamta tintuagnik makut yaqulirat agantin shutst tingaulaqtut pisu chulagnak shutum asyikin kita kahuinga tama na tot ng kuta pikum ta site yakuria ng lift kamanum chachi kagut
yeah awa ka ni kan ni ma
ni kaka yeah ni kaka tagom tama na ako tutsari ay pay tuksumi at hatulgay tat kayu kudut tang laga putsari buhto kaksugi
Ya, tamak tuk tangan rek suki wasoka piunga kupcitan tingsuru number tuluku Alaska State Troop ranun wasoka kutnun kanot knera che kena kukti luku chasak su alengau suku tamakun number ran tun luku tingsuru.
Ya.
Awatin pek kanot chakut kuk.
Yeah.
Yes, but you could knock down.
Yeah.
Our anonymous caller from Meek, you know, reiterated what our Tuluksa, I guess, person had said about planes, interrupting their hunt, you know, so that is, you know, that has been a concern I've also personally have heard about, you know, and I haven't seen myself, except maybe just regular private planes, you know, kind of care circling around a moose or something, you know. So, anyway, I told him what you had responded to our guy from Tuluksak, that, you know, take the tail number, report him preferably to probably the state troopers and then maybe to you guys too. So take picture and a tail number.
Yep, that's the best thing to do in that situation.
Okay. On to our next caller. Tulksakam kalang sinne kuta. Unok taum tuyukul kun Carol.
Unok takaluji ilan sa tamas kuta up and down na kasko kun.
Iye.
Question nang kuta. Nakin praksim, elder praksim biungat ta.
Did you understand that? If you're going to hunt for an elder, where do you get that form or that you had called it proxy to?
The proxy form. If you stop by the office or you just even call us, we can normally fill out this paperwork over the phone and get it to you. So if you call us at 543-2433, we'll help you out.
Taringan.
Yeah. Kuya na.
Okay, it's putam kuyam.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. On to our next caller from Bethel, we have Kchikpak. Unok tarm. Tuyulut Kchikpak. Patrick Jones.
Thank you for accepting my call, Patrick, as well. Thank you. Yeah, my name is Alex Nick, from Bethel, originally from Earth Mission. What I would like to say is that the hunt system, rather the requirements, hunting licenses, the permit, and also hunting for elders and disabled people. What I would like to say is that those three requirements should be explained thoroughly to a hunter and as well as the person they're hunting for, because the fact that an elder, if someone is going to be hunting for an elder, he or she will have to have either permanent hunting license or a hunting license, as well as the hunter would need to obtain a hunting license as well. And also what I would like to also mention is the difference between you can explain it, but I would like to make certain that we hear the Kusko Cream permit system and also the remainder unit 18 remainder harvest ticket requirement be explained to the general public. I'll shut up and listen to Peter's interpretation on that.
Thank you, Alex. It's nice to hear a familiar voice this morning and bring up some good points. I guess I'll go back to Alex's question and some of the question I get most common. So when somebody turns 60 years old here in Alaska, they're eligible for a free lifetime hunting, fishing, and trapping license from Fish and Game. And so we'll help you do that, or you can go on our website, huntalaska.gov, and you can get that too. If you go to buy a license and you type in your birthday and you're 60 and older, it'll automatically prompt you into the free lifetime license. So that's step one. That's one thing you need, is you need the hunting license. Step two is every year that you want to go hunting, you need to get the permit for what you want to hunt for. So if that's moose or caribou, even though you have a free license, you still need to get a moose permit or a caribou permit for that year. And then step three in this process is if you want somebody else to hunt for you, then we have to get, in addition to those two things, we need to get a third thing, and it's the proxy form or the designated hunter form. And that's a third piece of paper that lets somebody else hunt for you. Now if that, if we're going to talk about the second person, the person that's going to hunt for you, the young person normally, that young person needs to have their own hunting license. When they hunt, they need to have your permanent lifetime hunting license when they hunt, so you're both hunting licenses. They need to have the proxy form when they hunt, and they need to have your permit. So the person doing the hunting needs to have four pieces of paper. I think that's
okay. Yeah. If I miss something there, Alex, me ilan nechnga. Tawam ako nga apitkas panilin nga gum ako ta watnuko pingaan ng yunan ng pingaan ng 60 years old tal kito kabo im umuwas panik ko lais na mo nang yung nga tin ako ng Alaska Department Fish and Game ang tal ito watn ako nang chali impisyo kakakotiko at ko ako nang takakat ng harvestik tan ng atitok kat ako at kalikat unang ko tao na imihkab ng tamakong chal ato kakakot impisyo katasiko chali im tkinro ko at you gotta be 65 year old, right, to get somebody to hunt for you?
Correct.
Yeah, chal bisiket kina kitun pisukt katakot pisukt katakot tuntubag ng wasoka ke tuntun ng kalay kamang suk chali imikak kao tao na chali pisukt katakan hunting lais ng kakao luni chal atakot malik takulo kikataw chal. You said you can even do that over the phone, right? You know, if you had a call.
Yeah, if you're in a village, you can't get to Bethel. You call us, and we'll make it happen. We'll get the paperwork to you one way or another.
Yeah, tell nuna chorni mam tretkom tashtiel kovet im kanach sotrologi kok 5432433 tauna ogut Department of Fish and Game at namprakat tawas im kanach sotrologi kok tauna tuyoksugati kat do you put it on the internet, or will you mail that form to them, or?
We can fax it, mail it, or email it even, so.
Okay, all right, yeah. Tawatin, tamana tayo chung wachi kachi, so. Then, I think I covered you know, covered the response pretty well. But asamun chal la nuktaqlu ta tulksaqmeunun chal kaalinsinnigu chiukun unnoktaqm tuyuqmtkin.
Ya kuyana kuyana sutton sunitton issukkastanna. Kuya wiksikuttawam chiumuk araayun soqquyaanerqulartuqaulukku taqwaniamullallaata.
Yeah.
Chiumuluku. Tawam qanikhu tappiut kakhwa to rumuran kanitlama ni pakakhlaut kuinga qanikhu 65 waqta to yakka kortanglluum tawam rumuraq illan pakam kutkhaniyut ni chunilrit alakh nayuksuki. Pitchukon Juan Kuta Tundok to do Luni Angutalun Pituk. To shoot down 60 to 65 down Alchon Angutalum Pech kawok pichet ng bis kanani tao na question na kaka 60 to 65 bisul rate ka malik luki ang utalum pikat ang utalum pichet ng kut to itan question na kaka yut kani kakum kutaring chukulag na yuk luki pichet ng pin rate ukut
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Araluki Pit, Bill Lautington Tower. Ashi Bam. Hello, one Kahani. Bill Lautington, the skit of the door looking on Kilrich. Okay.
Yes. Yikoyana Chiukuna. His question is, you know, for if a hunter doing a proxy hunt, you know, for an elder, they would have to follow the rules, or like if it's just a only bull season, right? And then and that was his main question. He wants the right info to get out to the some of those elders that might be, and then. That 60 to 65 comment he made, he wanted to hear that again, I guess.
Okay, so that's actually the most common question I get. It's a good question. So if a person has the lifetime license that they can get when they're 60 years old, what does that mean? And what it means is that they have a hunting, fishing, and trapping license for the rest of their life. So that includes a bird stamp for ducks and stuff and trapping and fishing. But I think the thing that people misunderstand the most is they still have to follow the rules everybody else follows. So the same season, the same bag limit. So if it's bulls only, then they can only have a bull. And they still have to get a moose permit or a caribou permit every year. So it's just a free license. Everything's free for them at that point, but they still have to play by the same rules everybody else is playing by.
Yeah. How I do... Kiwa gum chikun apiti watn pisu takaku kinam tiknak 65 years old alre watoka kitokuluku kale kamge me kakalutin proxy forma mutamana chitot chal malik takokkautin kurakun takutlit ning watn Chirun Kalram Kukizin Piskakati Tamani Piskukni Tamak Tumalik Tako Kaoji. And yeah, I think that was so the extent of his
question. I'll clarify the 60 to 65. So 60 is the age you get a free license, lifetime license. And then for proxy hunting, so proxy hunting is having somebody else hunt for you, the age for that is 65.
Okay, yeah, I would not Katarek Piatli Nekwatin. Ungu wasakpani hunting license unaksung chicken wadn pinga yuinan 60 covid wasoka kitokuluku tawadn ungu wasakpani hunting license tuo yung achikot nutan.
And that's under the fish and game system. Mm-hmm. If somebody's under 65 but needs help hunting, the Fish and Wildlife has what they call a designated hunter, and it they don't care about age. It's just one rural resident can hunt for any other rural resident. So it's easier for a lot of people to use their system for that.
Yeah, I chal kinasimna tawat nal kuni 65 waluni im all you need is a doctor's signature about that they are disabled.
Yeah, we don't need any details. We just need a note from the doctor that says you're 70% disabled for the state system.
Yeah, im pisus chigatiko chal watn kitumun pisus kumakut pisus kumakut daktram kuto kanoktka kalikamun siluku to pisuk chigat nilutin chal kaitin kukka im tamana gatte wa to kuinga che kachisul tamana kitun pisu kupchi im pis ayas che kupchi tak tam tam kale ka ham sain chloku tawatin chal pi unga che kuchi kun go on to our next caller at mo chagmi un nuk tu ku tonik at chogo na kun nok tam tu un tkana chogo na
Anasa ikaya ikaya wukulupo. Lit
nak hospital ni sudah mana, tadi pesen mai tamana umya kelakka, dah kaya kasih aku, atsaku nai pagi matlau ni kuasa pinggal ni pisu, nai ni nak sok, jadi sudah mana, tamatum nasini. Anna ei ollut, että ei ollut, naulut kun tammakun. Maas mumissuni. Taana kun maakun tukari kannisreltin piut. Mumi kutti tamatum kiipirreuni pisham. Asin ritsaku. Arut kunaku tamana ukutkani kasset. Usakkeluki hankuta kalaru tahtaui akput. Tamakut jättätakon ahnuraan aukkut yhdät. Annot tuskuit. Samak tuskenaatin. Itin kaskamkin tuskenaatin. Kalaru kiilashut mullin akuskenaakin. Taim toin lait kiu. Siuksiin kasmakut taima niittut. Kalaarut siulaskut, nasunaisinom. Kuitiima pesunnoittat. Taima niittunit reenit, kannot reenisu. Sananaksakuna, taangan lihtuadre akka eteishmaanskuni. Umshujaa Ahtakhulit nga wani piskata na sin. Uto mariyakin kumimai. Tawkwam chali pikako at khat asin ritsako. Kung kuta ito ilam tikmunu lakto kutaklak. Ilakin rin ram kusa kunuk kaptar lipilakayako kut. Tama na tama yung miyoksu ko matum ka. Mam tres kami tuto maya kut awak si tawo magut mam tres kami natin sununan niitlak tukut tawo tinilu ilu muntoy man nasin rinok awak lukupikun tu siyo niwa kaun ritut tutaw kut kaun silat manitang nuna akar ni agan peso kut Kotinaku kulut muksu naut jahka uwa kata. Kanra kata. Kaunsilat. Siu neuruk tamana piit skutu muumi. Taukwam. Inhkutuki awakaluk piu miinatu. Kaunsilat apuvak jahka unritsakut. Kaunsilat tangvasan kaukut. Nunahat kotin... Voltam kripis kenatin sa awkwari kung ayakat kaun silat. Voltam kunap kenaki. Voltam kunap lutin pishon rito takut tamatin asilin. Yumaran sa suwut tayin kinautishon rilam. Good morning nga kam si taksiri siyak.
Ikuyana at
suguna. Ya. Okay. Good morning nga kam sinitunil rani. Tammillin toi manna pyynrehtokaina kajaksi kisrästäjima manna tiukkuja koskattaukut kässät.
kong kut pitik kaya kung nagilam tupi yung may jaksuko makunong tutkam nun ikanam nun suwat at tulga kita kota kut morning asid lam kutu ham kitay mato tang tang hiling ham to tang stokay na kasi kam tit tamilin
kaya na tsukunak yahi he says he apologized for changing the subject, you know, but his topic issue was primarily related to alcohol-related issue that we're facing at this time around this area. So, but you know, he said he had to let it out. So, kuya na chugo na kasan chalakluta. Makan mam terit kamu sani. Doa so good morning kalun.
Ya good.
Iya.
Ya, fani kumyam kun kumyam cakar la kader la. Masuk kun ka report out cakar with ka elder at is kuali kumang is kuning sektor kaca.
I'm down. Apitun nam piviak kuatin. Imi ako nang lais ng kakao ta tignan ng pipili ko at tignan ka ta
Toi pitin rikkuni imi kahkaun rikkuku toi kanakaluni pisoksai niluni umioka illit asihklata kingan apsukta kingan kapiskunin kaalakai.
Okay. Yeah, his question is for the elders, primarily the elders. He wants to know if they had gone hunting, or if they had a proxy hunt, somebody proxy hunt for them, do they have to, if they didn't catch a moose, do they have to report?
Yeah, so the simple answer is yes. Anytime you get a permit, any kind of permit for moose, caribou, muskox, whether you hunt or not, or whether you catch one or not, you still have to report. You can mail them in, you can report online, or you can call us and we can try and do it over the phone too.
Yeah. Okay, taringan. Yeah, okay. Yeah, tawa iluman. What tawat ni ko kay mir so ko tinupiso katakan ilutin what so ka pisuts katakan ilutin ko tawana ko kay mir ka kay mir akan luchi tawat pitsi what so ka pitnatsi alangaw so ko tuyok narati. On to our next caller from Chofonak. Chungaya atkan pichokolasya ka chungaya ka utin ka.
Ya taungunga.
Ah, ii. Ya tao.
Toi manna taima umyong saut kahput aukut apaulusput atasput manna yuhvishat alaskap. Kitum knak knak magnet kisuni pichkirchi yottai nukkamuk nukko unangsa katadlerit yuskumk nimme yui angut tayatu taima toi chamana tuguluk yakhanun toi. Tamakut nak magt kisutung manda yuh fisakput yuit pichkirsi wattait huad pishkluke. Tauna titwagagautun yuh tchunrishkuni alaskami yuh fisakaminun toat nutakhluni anna yahtogulitawa. Huangkuta ukaanis pag manna yuh fisakput kituumuk. Atanishkin taput. Nuk kaput imakpim. Kuigat chikitu inuknuk. Jeg bak så nok så gulv og da, og sit gammelt nyk. Ma gud så, nu na mi bygd lhid, da ma gud da ma yang lyst, da ma gud ma lyst da gud av ti jeg ba. At jeg gud ma gud na gansha, da i lumen hvaden, Umiam to never good can, no real new you jack or good youth would the quang gooda. Ak magin do want keys of them, Umiak would never go look. I would a sawa I don't get ak. Nasu ya good taka. A put kakaspanun, una. Yuk fitch penikka nukkach chukat taku wut kipuk nchekut nukkach penikka apisokun alut. Auna sawaid nuttaan atchoonam kanshachalitaan ngagmanna. Auna iti hafman chifashat mamtrihlagamut asishuwa naukami kinguvri umukht Katam, you nunat anka so good tita. Ah, Angu yadra yugun town a tang you with mum tresami. Young south knara put mani so saput more muni with a ram tatamana anka so good caput ilum. Nata kuta waksutum hachonam kans hatu nawai. Umiang saut sukutawam. A ilumun toy nausun retard rit. Toahun natakuta waksutum. Quadn pit down a Peter. Good morning. Bye.
Kuyam tkanchak naka tungaya tfanakamika our elder from Tifornica had something to say regarding you know, that it's not right for people from out of state or out of our area to come here to tell us, you know, what to do, how to hunt, you know, and that no one has that right, you know, except our own people or elders, you know, are the ones that should be the ones that, you know, that should be speaking on what, when for us to hunt. And he injected also that, you know, that Chief Eddie Hoffman, who's long been passed now, you know, was a, you know, good chief for our people. And any time there was something not right, you know, he would speak up and tell it like it is. So he's looking for somebody in our area that could speak like he did. So that first part was like a comment that, so I don't know if you'd like to respond to that.
No, I mean that's. I just want to say that the system we have now is really open in Alaska. It's of the 50 states. It's probably the most. It has the most public involvement, especially in our region. On the state side, we call them advisory committee meetings, but we have a representative from every village, including Shefornik, on those meetings. For all the fish and game issues. And I don't know if people know this, but every 3 years, there's a cycle where we ask the public, individuals, tribes, agencies, if we should change anything to the regulations. And this is one of those years for the YK region. This winter, we're going to have a lot of advisory meetings. We're going to talk about wildlife proposals. There's a bunch of proposals that might affect our area in for moose and caribou and muskox. So there's a lot of opportunity for people like him to show up at these meetings or submit written comments on all these proposals. So there's a lot of avenues for anybody that wants to see change or see something different to get involved and be a part of the process and make a difference. Mm-hmm. And then in January, we're going to have the Board of Game meeting, the final meeting, where we'll make decisions on that. And again, public is invited to be a part of that and make public testimony. And the advisory committees are a big part of that, making testimony that represents the region and the local communities. So
okay,
I hope he gets involved in that.
Yes, yeah. What in Kiwa aguna tknakputjupa nagmilkansa what in hok mani alas kami wang kuta manamalik takut katim bisos kam tuntung inon what in im akujit na yok nito kas am kumutun chala speci akcakalu si pit pinginak tunilu ting on takutya kam chala suko gut board of game at mana bisoko yagap tukata tunginon tamakunin chala ng tulgitim kuyukta tutuk speci nicho yugulu si kas makuchi may sakat ng watoka alhako tuk pingayon nagakata im kuyuktutut nunani wasuka chal kuyuktatut subchining ni chuyaknlu chi chaimna chimigus chi maliktakut katamana kanut ksakluko ma ikok matumi watin taona pingayo na lakakut nagot im kuyun na kunakto chi kuyuktal ganun ilagaw chkumalo chi chuchingu machikaitsi. Going to go on to our next caller from Bethel, Ivan.
Good morning. Yeah,
Yeah, Ivan is just concerned about that, you know, he witnessed it and heard from other hunters that at camp, you know, some people, and he suspects maybe younger folk, you know, are shooting around, you know, endangering, you know, other people that might be close by, you know, and that he's suggesting to whenever you hear or see people reacting like that, you know, kind of to report them to the troopers or their respective councils around their area. and then for people to respect other hunters and the land that you are using to hunt, you know, to keep it, you know, keep it clean and bring your trash back. And, you know, you just make comments about people to be safe out there and not to bring alcohol to your hunting camp.
I couldn't agree more. And just to put that in reference, for the Kuskokwim, on average, we have 1,400 people hunting in Zone 1 for the first week. That's a lot of people, so it's really important for us to be careful. Make sure you know what you're shooting at. Make sure there's no people behind it. Just be aware that there's a lot of people out there and be very careful.
Yes, Kuyana, yes. I didn't realize there was that intensive hunters out there at one time.
Yeah, we have a lot of communities on the Kuskokwim, and everybody's participating, and yeah, it's easy access. And, yeah, it's this is the 11th year of the hunt, and the last 10 years we've averaged 1,400 people.
Wow. Okay, we're going to go on to our next caller. Also, Noctam to Yurloko, Edward. Good morning.
Good morning,
Edward, kasatun abslengan tan muikko umtaring kunalukma. Reiterating what some of our callers had brought about this morning about that, you know, regarding regulations, that we didn't grow up saying we're going to do this one and then down there two before we go hunting. You know, he said we're up against that now, and you know that he just wanted to point that out, you know, primarily that about having to follow recs nowadays.
Yeah, that. No, it's no doubt times are changing. There's more and more people here. On the Kuskokwim, we have a lot of moose now that we didn't have 20 years ago, and we have to adapt. Yeah.
Yes, and now I notice, you know, I do go about with boat rides and, you know, boating around our area. I'm seeing a little bit more moose. Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening. So we did our moratorium for 5 years. Before we started our moratorium, we counted all the moose on the Kuskokwim, and we counted 60. Then we did our moratorium for 5 years. Now we're probably getting close to 3,000 moose in the Kuskokwim, so we've really grown. You know, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when we started this hunt, their quota was 70. So now we're 11 years into this hunt, and we're, you know, the zone one is about 200 moose, and zone two is 120, so we're a little over 300 moose now in 11 years for our bull quota. The population's still growing.
Good.
And
all right,
we could probably, we're about halfway to where we could have. We could probably have about 40% more moose out there. So we could, we're still trying to grow it. But yeah, as long as people leave the cows alone on the Kuskokwim, there's good things in our future.
Okay, moose at money, don't do it money. Now I'm seeing it. What's your name? Sakiling seeing it. Koyanakson. You know, magutkoka. Agana child tweet. I think that tapping na ko to nakatugut. Mana. I'm saying it's got to man na chingo maluko. As I'm tell kalaman na nuktaktukut. Eleanor ko nuktaram to yorum tkan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Nani lang ako kinun kanto. Okay. Nul ngak sklo kipisul rit. Tan gami lupika ta nasunais kta lukitu. Make sure lukin lukit partner aritilini. Nut kakaut lata. Tam kam kinan pita lo pim.
Ya.
Kuyana
chakta halan. Very much safety conscious and concerned that, you know, hunters need to be careful and out there while you're hunting, and then even, you know, when it's starting to get dark out there, you know, so people, you know, if you're going to be, when the light is diminishing, you know, to be careful and know where your partner is primarily. So just safety conscious, which
good
is
advice.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Ding soon. Unok tarmang.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Ding soon.
Kaya ano pa sa tanong ako magalit na sila ng kritikuta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kakum kut kayo ta. Welcome to modern day Alaska, America.
Okay.
Tawam ko niya. Jiu lagnum takan oyu tait nasu yagut kena kiyu wakau.
Yeah. Okay, you heard that first part, modern day. You know, welcome to it. And then, and then he said, don't forget our cultural and traditional ways, which is important.
Good stuff. I looked at the last census they did at all the villages out here and for the lower Kuskokwim and lower Yukon for Unit 18. And I was surprised we have a little over 20,000 people in our area. So for being a rural area, we have a high population.
Yes.
And so
yes,
with a lot of people, we've got to find a way to share everything.
That's right. Yeah, good point, yes. We're going to go on to our next caller. Luwik Unok, Tarim Tuyo.
Yeah, good morning.
Louis is concerned about that, you know, he don't appreciate and don't want out of area hunters, you know, hunting our game, and he said he don't like it when they catch and waste, or you know, and I think they're primarily after just antlers. So
I mean, nobody likes waste, and then it's one of the first laws in our game book is that you have to bring all the meat out, and you have to bring the meat out before you bring the antlers out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we watch and the troopers watch really closely. So we're watching. I think last year the troopers caught two individuals that wasted a moose, wasted the meat. So something we're definitely watching for. The people that fly them out in the field are watching for too. They're bound by law. So if they see a violation, they have to report it to us or they get in trouble too. So they're really good about reporting when they see stuff too. Yeah, so it's people are watching and people, we have low tolerance, zero tolerance for it.
Very good, yes. Louis, Chalasat tamatum paknayulgitim ilumun ko kasat tamanasal sa ta wangkutaw to tamas kumta watan
kemungkinan im atun risket neng kecil rit wasok kemud diukna kepil rit sama kuning sama naga tau asit nilo kucali so turpatuk mai taman klutat mai cali so kaya kok tang kuni kina imna kecilun kepil rit kemungkinan neng kaneng sama nak kanut so kucur peranan wasok fishing game anun. Tiukun shall keep clean, you car, daughter, tiukun.
A fit and dichter.
Ee, daughter.
Yeah, the bank bank garach jamuche. Oh, I need the rear about the cam, but her unyet her beating a knuckle holding bill among the Levach to holding. The Ramona seek, say, take a seek and read up. Camp, but respect to the lucky camp, I'll get begun in a secret.
Yeah.
As Mikun, not the well read Makut Mikun. Pitach come on being written out. Mikun turned to the kind of little. Whom when camp bunk scream. Doctor, I'm not Pitach Casu. Die Maya Kartich. Pangkutistun magutungung siya alingit tut.
Yeah.
Tam kusmikun nut ganril ng kamang tamak nut tamak supingil ng anating ilait nut kagalitung kito kanaktit. Tam supitak pitak kam pingil ng anating. Tama na ko na tun ganril ng kamang tuko asifert. Tawam pitak kam ka. Ikun nut galut tama na changa naitak.
Yeah. Okay.
Una question na pa kani bisul rit ulay chalganan. Tapa awen it soccer paper amkin proper paper am bihagal ting tostan bisu suku.
Yeah.
Una tawa mo bisu sti sin dismin kpatali. License on Kakaok Primitam Ksu Estos Sins Minke Become in Pesokuluni. Totten hook up you, Mortanap Taka.
Yeah.
Chumukuna, old later Rapisu Suku. Toysu Nutanuna, License on Primital Ksu Smin Sminun Smin Pesokuluni. Totten Kapu.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
okay. His main question is now does in proxy hunting for an elder, the one doing the hunting for the elder will need to have a hunting license too?
He or she will, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yep. And then also he added one that and then they can be hunting also for themselves too. I guess when he's all equipped with all the license and the tag.
Yeah, you can hunt for yourself, and you can proxy hunt for one person at a time.
Yeah.
So you can go hunt for yourself and one other person at a time. Okay. But then if you finish that hunt, you could go get another proxy and hunt for somebody else.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Word of advice for the hunters. Please pick up your trash, take them home. We love Alaska. If you love your Alaska, you need to take your trash home or put them underground.
Yeah.
Don't leave your camp a mess.
Yeah.
Sali su uni suki was lau suki. And then a quick one for my Henry, which is Henry Tikun. A crowd meeting us from Kniani alcohol and pilgrim. A pak hoot honey kaisun. Ikit honey alcohol that my yuk hit. Hospital ami emergency lalrit. Bakit kuit truperat bakit laskit akay sun su chatamas kuit ayo vrigluki grafat hun king an bishkut yut siksat kaunta shon ka ki mung wita luta siksa guluta kasan kila luta maybe 25 people 26 people king an 1:30 meeting alias kut ikinatin. Ata sumi pakshun rito kingan bishama afternoon nami. Yesterday's meeting about alcohol was about mostly about graphing statistics of how the alcohol when it's open affected a lot of people physically, mentally, and they looked at all of the graphs when alcohol was open. It shot up, everything shot up.
Okay, Kuyana.
Bye.
Sasabot na kadaktok, chakmang pikang patsik pak.
Yeah, malunog ka down up sa lukupi yung nga.
Okay.
Move ka lopi yung nga. Ni nagil nga lam ko, ako kudawa na pilita magunog sport hunter na pilagit.
Okay.
Ito asyo, yeah. Kui ngatake ng simni state regulation na may kusko fagmi agumi su igrivra may kutnu samsawati ni pilrita magkut sport hunting ako for moose umgumak.
Yeah.
Daw na apso ko jimishutuka regulation na ligikhtotuka ma ni kusko fagmi tagam na sinrita ka unit 18 remainder may kagani 400 pugas hatosu.
Okay, yeah, he wants to know about these sport hunters. Are they still restricted from hunting in our area? But he does know that something about on the Yukon site.
Yes. Different. So for Unit 18, the only place a non-resident can hunt is Unit 18 remainder. So that's on the Yukon side. And we have lots of we have a lot of moose up there that we need to harvest, and we're not harvesting them. So we actually kind of need the extra harvest help up there.
Okay.
But Kuskokwim, good news, Kinnick-Tock, Eek, all that is closed to non-residents, so that's for Alaskans
okay.
only.
All right. Our time is rolling up fast. You know, we need to do a recap. Tawato. Yeah. Going to do a quick recap, but first of all, I'd like to thank you for responding to our invite to come here to talk about this very important subject, you know, for our people around here, and that I think primarily the numbers again that they, and even, do you have an 800 number?
We do. I don't know at the top of my head, but if I didn't answer your question, please give me a call at 543-2433, then select for wildlife conservation for somebody to talk to.
Okay, so anyway, today was an interesting subject topic, you know, moose hunting, you know, and it's we want everybody to have a successful and a wonderful camping trip and a joyful trip. And one more thing I needed to ask, you know, was that, you know, once in a, you know, majority of our listeners are Yupik speaking, and then I just want to say that, you know, would be nice if Fish and Game can have a Yupik speaking. Do you ever get that?
We've had people in the past, but we don't currently have anybody that's fluent.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Something to keep in mind, you know. But we want everybody Absolutely. To be safe out there and to respect other people around you and especially the land. And we want all of our people to be safe, you know. Bishokovchi, Anglanilochi, Pinnachtochi, Kamparakovchi, Salisho, Bishokolashtagomana, Achakatuk in a Tamana Klutuku Kitsisutsi, Wasaka Puktachi, Atu Nerati, Talia, Ikayu, Ika, Kinamaru Leromak, and Ikayu, Ikayu Nakhik, and Ika, Aru Laravik Nerati, Kujaputuna Asanaka, Chalitsi, Akhtakolti, Kuyamchi, Renakchi Nakhtuchi, Kuyana.